Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo to tell you about the things that are really going on in the world today and the things that are really going on in the spiritual realm as well. I pray that you appreciate these things because the things I'm going to tell you should bring gas prices soaring down to where they not really ought to be, but a lot more reasonable than what's happening today. I've got a very strong message from the Lord regarding spiritual things. I have a strong message and a very true message, which is absolutely true in the past and present. And I have letters and music. Right now, let's pray. Father, we thank and praise your name to reveal these things unto us, because Satan, through the world government, the Antichrist government, and the false prophet in Rome, and all its subsidiaries in the media, the small media, the rag sheet media, and the cheap different agencies that are on television and radio, all these, Father, are doing everything. They're like swarms of bees to try to destroy your servant and others in the world. And they're trying to destroy the entire public by ruining everything, making the world a desolation. Lord, open up these things in this message today. And destroy, that the works of Satan can be destroyed. People are starving to death, Father God, because of these maniacs, these evil satanic beings. And they just seem to the general public that they run everything, but I know better than that because of what you've shown me. They don't run anything. Lord, I ask that you reveal these things so that the souls in the world can make a choice whether to accept you or continue serving Satan as they do today, that their souls might be saved from an eternity in hell and the lake of fire, and that the church, the body of Christ, may be strengthened. And Father, when these things are revealed unto them and they supposed to be churches don't inform their congregations and inform the people that are unsaved in the world, their souls will spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire with Satan. Lord, I ask that you use me in Jesus' name to bring forth this message. I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, the world government can run on for a long time, but real soon now the Lord is going to cut you down. And here I am to sing with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. Run on! Run on! Just keep running on. Pretty soon you won't be able to even walk. Go ahead, run on.
My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke, and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of an angel's feet. Put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. You down. You must
throw your rock and hide your hand. Plumbing in the dark against your fellow man. A service got made day and night. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide. Talk about the mold in your brother's eye. A service got made the rich and the poor. You're gonna reap just what you sow. You may run on for a long time. Tell you God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell God Almighty's gonna cut on down. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. My brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you'll think that brother has gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's old brother, you'll knock no more. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell the God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Praise the Lord. Yesterday I was doing an interview with a friend of mine who has a radio program all over the country, Greg Szymanski. We got onto the subject of oil shortages and how everyone has to just knuckle down and get with it, you know, and just brace yourself, bite the bullet, so to speak, and just go along with the program. And I reminded him, there is no oil shortage in the United States of America. We have over 200 years supply of it. And as much in the ground as they do over in the Middle East. And I said, remember in World War II, this satanic being that sits in Rome, who controls the government and the media, brain damaged, or a lot of people call it brainwashing, but I call it brain damaged everybody into believing that we don't have any more butter, that we don't have any more beef. So what happened is I was at the time living in Lewistown, Montana. Now that is the dairy belt of Montana, and Montana's got a lot of cattle. Got a lot of oil, and they got a lot of beef, and a lot of everything, all kinds of resources over there. And they got a lot of milk cows. They had a lot of butter at the time, and there was a order from the satanic government that there's no more butter. No more Hershey bars, no more cigarettes. No more beef. We had to, they started opening up horse meat, meat shops. And people in this country, U.S. citizens, were not allowed to have butter, cheese, butter, fat. Not that it's that good for you. We couldn't have leather because the excuse they made was that all these things had to be shipped to our boys overseas. It's like FDR said, Hitler called our boys bastards. And FDR said, well, they may be bastards, but they're our bastards. Oh, that was so funny. But this is what the Satan, the Vatican, loves to do. They love to goof on the American people and the people throughout the entire world. Satan hates you. And why do you not believe the Lord? These things, I was like about 7 years old at the time, and I knew it was a scam. This government is a stinking satanic scam. And they're making it hard on you folks to where you have to get two jobs. And your children and you are starving to death. And many of you are eating dog food. they're trying to make it also look as that nowadays that there's a famine. And there is no famine. And that there's too many people. And there's not too many people. More than 99% of the world is not populated. There's plenty of water. God didn't build a planet that doesn't have plenty of everything. If people will work, you can drill for water, and there's a tremendous amount of water underground. And it's just that people have gotten so lazy because the government, through these puppets called presidents of the United States, the presidents and different people in the government brought drugs into our country and have all of you people, a majority of you, loaded out of your gourds. And you go to doctors and get prescriptions of sleeping pills because you can't sleep well because there's you just don't know how to make ends meet. And people are committing suicide and Satan is clapping his hands. Can you imagine we're living in the Dairy Belt and they say we can't have any butter because we send it over to the boys? We knew the farmers out there, the ones that the dairy people, and they said they're paying us to pour this milk and this cream in the gutter to pour it down into the river, pour it down to just don't let people have anything. They're starving you to death, you idiots. And there's no oil? You're out of your mind. Oil prices are soaring. Why? Because the Pope is causing it to soar and all of his imps that are enforcing this stuff on you. Gas prices should not be going up. They should be down at a level. They could be at the same level as it was during World War II. We have more butter. They have warehouses that's jam-packed full back then of butter and cheese. Now, my late wife, Susie, was married to, she didn't know at the time, she was just real young when she got married. She wanted to get away from her grandmother that lived in Dyer, Arkansas, because she was just overbearing and she would embarrass her when her friends would come over to the house. Because she'd say, where do you live? How much money does your dad have? Aren't you living on the other side of the track over there with that white trash? Things like that. And so Susie was extremely embarrassed, and so she got married young. And she got married to this fighter. He was a boxer, and he was a champion boxer. He was Jewish also. And he worked for the Pipe Fitters Union. And they would send him out on barges that was loaded full of butter, beefsteak, hamburger meat, ground sirloin, and all the different goodies that people couldn't have because they said that they were shipping it overseas to our boys over there. And I told my mother, I says, Mom, I hear that a lot of our boys are being killed overseas, and it would be the same amount of people if they were here in the United States. Why can't everybody have food and leather shoes, and you women have nylons, and people have cigarettes? I mean, why are these people eating up our food supply over there when there's less of them now than there was when they were here in the United States? He says, I don't know, honey. I just don't know. Don't ask me questions like that that I can't answer. I says, well, any fool should be able to figure that one out. And any fool would be able to figure it out today why there's, quote, not much oil. When, in fact, we do have reserves of over 200 years of reserves. And then, of course, our government, because they don't want you people to smell some kind of pollution. Not that there's any pollution that comes from oil wells. There's tons of it along the seashore and out in Oklahoma and Texas and Montana and North and South Dakota and throughout the whole United States of America. They're putting you idiots on a trip. Now, they're doing everything. That's what they do also with Christians. They don't want us telling you people these things because it's just like Jesus. The government feared the people, and they will fear you too, because they, when they, I uncover these things, these oil prices should start coming down like a barrel shotgun, and they should back up like a switch engine, because the government fears the people. They did in the time of Jesus. We have a couple of scriptures. Read those scriptures where they feared the people, and so they didn't kill Jesus at that time. They do everything in their world, in the world, to kill me. They hired even President Clinton, former President Clinton. John Peeler stated that he hired Peeler to assassinate me. Because they want to make it look, Peeler said, like an accident. All of us were in a car one day, going down Highway 71 over there in Arkansas, and all of a sudden this big armored-type truck, like a utility truck, started heading for us. And I thought, uh-oh, now here's what Peeler said. They're trying to make it, and they just kept coming across the line and towards us. And so we started turning off the road, and we weren't turning fast enough, and so I started helping the driver turn the vehicle into the ditch, and it still hit us. And the man said, well, I dropped something on the floor. It was a mile and a half down the road, and he was busy trying to pick it up. I don't believe that any more than I believe that there's a shortage of oil, and that oil should be going up to $5 and $10 a gallon. And the people knew that Jesus was telling them the truth. And so they wanted to kill him, but they feared the people, just like the government today fears the people. And so you people, I'm telling you that this government is a liar. Because it's Satan's government. The false prophet is a liar and a coward to prove it. And the government that he leads is liars and they're coward to prove it. And the media is a liar. They're liars and cowards to prove it. They'll solicit the most scrubby. They have the big networks, and then they have these little entities that, like TV, radio programs, and little rag sheet newspapers, and they print something because they're insignificant, and they keep building. One newspaper says this, and another radio station says that. And another television program says this and that, and they may not be big, but they keep saving these things in files. Like they'll say, doesn't Tony Alamo, they call me Alamo, doesn't he have guns? Folks, we do not have any guns. We've proven that 100 times. 1,000 times, thousands of times. You can ask the people in our church, there's no guns. What they're trying to do is make you afraid of me, because they're afraid of me, and they are doing everything in their power to make it look like an accident to kill me. Every single one of these rag sheets and TV and radio stations, every one of them are of the Vatican. And so they figure, oh, the Vatican would never stoop to open such a, or be in charge of such a rag sheet or such a small radio or television program. But they use everything They're deceptive. Satan is a deceiver. But anyway, now, Jesus, back then, they weren't saying, well, the gas prices have gone up, or the feed prices for horses to drive you around, or donkeys, because, you know, there wasn't that many people back then, and they just grazed the donkeys. But they love to control you. Satan hates your guts, and he hates your children's guts. And you can see him pulling people, separating people from their children. It's God's job. If polygamy was of the devil, it would be for God to punish them, just like he's punishing a lot of you people out there, and he's going to punish you all. Just like God punished the entire world when he drowned everybody because they were like you. And he's going to continue doing that. This is not, it's not going to be all over when the spring or the summer is over with, or the fall. This is just the beginning, folks. There's going to be so many calamities that you're not going to be able to handle it. You can't handle it right now. There's perplexities of nations. Now, let's read a couple of scriptures here where the people, the government feared the people. They fear the people. So you people out there could make a difference. You can say, you know that this is a sham. You can check back. It's not that far away, going back some years. The media never tells you that it was a scam. Well, anyway, my late wife Susie's husband would go out with these barges. There was like fleets of barges full of butter and beef, and people were starving to death, and cigarettes, which are no good for you anyway, and the butter really isn't either, and all these things that they said that we couldn't have, beef and a hamburger. And my dad owned a hotel at that time in Lewistown, Montana, and he also owned a place where you could have go in. It was a place for teenage kids. They'd come in and dance and eat sandwiches and things like that. And he couldn't get things. My dad smoked, and so did my mother. And they'd go across the street to the grocery store and say, "I'm sorry, we don't. They won't allow us to sell it." They even went so far. Lucky cigarettes used to be in green packages with a red bullseye on it and saying "Lucky Strike." But they said that Lucky Strike Green has gone to war. In other words, they says that we can't even have green paint because they need it for camouflage overseas. And my mother, I couldn't believe my mother being so stupid to believe that. And she was a bright woman. She graduated from the University of Michigan. And she was, very intelligent. She taught school. She taught me very much before I even went to school. But even green paint, oh my God, you were a great sinner. If you used a green paint, you were not patriotic. And if you, these different farmers, dairy farmers, they gave you butter, they could be put in prison for the rest of their lives for doing such an evil thing. And here you are going down there and you're getting angry. And I don't blame you. I mean, $5 for a gallon of gas? Get out of here. You can't be that stupid, are you? Read in the Bible and tell us where you're reading from.
Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 18.
Okay, read it.
And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple.
Who came to Jerusalem?
Jesus and his disciples.
Jesus and his disciples. Okay, then what?
And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer?
Yeah, you mean, like in other words, they were having an auction for art. over in the Texarkana area in the Jewish synagogue, and I went in. I couldn't believe it. They're auctioning off paintings and everything. Of course, they haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and they're not saved anyway. So they're just doing, you know, whatever. But the Lord, when he was here, and he's still supposed to be here, but I'm not going to go into a Jewish synagogue because they've made a choice to deny the Messiah, but I haven't. God, in a supernatural way, showed me, and I've been called to tell people my testimony so that the other Jews and Gentiles can accept the truth, accept Christ as their personal Savior. Okay, go ahead. Keep going with the scriptures.
But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it.
Yeah, the religious order. They were not salvationists like Jesus. They're religious. They're like false religions like Buddhism and Mohammedism and Catholicism, all the isms. Okay, go ahead.
And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him.
Yeah, so when you tell them that you must be holy, that you can't make the house of God into a house of merchandise or money changers, then they want to kill you because this is big business. Or it's like the owner of Wendy's used to say, this is big business. We're the best hamburger in a business. Okay, and then he died of heart failure because he ate too many of his hamburgers with all the grease in it. Okay, then what?
And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people...
Yeah, wait a minute. They want to destroy the God in the flesh because they, what, feared him?
Yes.
Yeah, and they fear me too because I'm telling you the truth. And I'm not trying to start some kind of war between people or anything like that, but I'm telling the truth. And the Bible says that we're supposed to resist Satan. And, you know, you people don't think that way. You think that, oh, we must keep the commandments of Satan. Well, we don't really believe that the government is Satan. Well, then who in the hell is he that would tell you there's no stinking butter? That there's no leather and would make you walk around in shoes that are made out of cardboard and would charge you this incredible amount of money for a gallon of gas? Who is that if that's not the devil? Then what?
For they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine.
Yeah, and you're all astonished at my doctrine, but all you need to do is check back to people that are my age and see if that isn't what happened back then. You could be living in the dairy belt, and they're paying people to not grow food, these devils, when there's billions of people that are starving to death. If that isn't the devil, then who is this government and that filth in Rome and the media that would attack people that are wising the world up by telling you the truth? Who is this? Is it the Lord that made you walk around in cardboard shoes, that's driving you into poverty, that it conned you into buying houses that you can't afford by sending all of our industry overseas and putting you out on the streets and your children? Is that God? If he's your God, you're going to hell with him and the lake of fire. Keep going.
Mark chapter 12, verse 10 through 12. Jesus said, "And have ye not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they, the chief priests, scribes, and elders, sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way.
They want to kill him because they put contracts out on my life and the life of my families. And you've got a bunch of stinking stupid hillbillies that believe them, and they are saying that our children, it would be better for us to put them to death. This is the people in Falk, Arkansas, because that they're living in such squalor at our place when actually we're the number one church that feeds and clothes and houses our people, sends them to doctors and everything, and they're wearing leather shoes, and they're eating butter if they want to. They eat whatever they want and whatever's good for them. You know, when are you people going to wise up? Well, everybody's so much on drugs now, they say, well, oh well, oh well, we're passive. You know, it's what can we do about it? Well, what you could do about it, I don't advocate guns, bullets, bombs, machine guns, anything like that, because we don't have any of that stuff. But what I do have is the Word of God. You see that Jesus was not advocating murdering people or killing them because they're devils. But what he did is preach the gospel to the devils, just like I do. And you should get saved. You better be saved. You must be saved, or there's no way you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And you're going to spend, this satanic being, his government and the media are causing as much hell as they can here on earth, because they want you to get discouraged so that you'll kill yourself, so that your soul will go to hell. Now, if you murder yourself, and that's what you're doing if you commit suicide, your soul, you think it's bad here? Nah, it's not bad here at all. You're going to go to hell in the lake of fire, and you're never going to get out of there. And it's like somebody putting a blowtorch all over your whole body for eternity, and you'll be screaming, and it's like suffocating. There's no air down there. And that all the people in this world, God is in love, is destroying massive amounts of people at present as a warning to you people to get saved and start crying out to God for deliverance. Now, there was an evil government that was led by Satan back in the days of Moses. It was Egypt. And the people, instead of trying to fight them with guns, bullets, bombs, or swords, they didn't have any guns, bullets, and bombs back then, but with swords and rocks and all this, what they did, they finally wised up. They were killing their babies, just like the people in this country are doing right now. The Egyptians, the Gentiles, the people that are led by Satan are murdering their babies. First of all, they're committing fornication. They don't want anybody to know that they're pregnant. And so the school system says, now you go get an abortion. And they say that these people that are taking care of their children in Texas, that they are evil and that they are good. And that they have the right to own our children, you dirty, filthy, stinking lice. Well, people say, you sound angry, Tony. I am angry. I'm angry at Satan, and so is the Lord, and that's why he's pouring out his wrath on you idiots. You think that God is pleasant towards you when a tsunami hits, or tornadoes are hitting you all over the United States, and earthquakes, and giving you diseases, pestilence, all kinds of diseases, infirmities, and sicknesses, incurable sicknesses. Do you think that God loves you, the things that you're doing? He loves you not. He loved you enough to come into the world as a man and died for you on the cross, and then he resurrected from the dead to show you that, look it, no one has ever done this before. When God took Enoch, he didn't die. He went right up into the kingdom of heaven. When he took Elijah, he never killed him. He took him up into the kingdom of God. But then Elijah had to come back, and so does Enoch. I believe without any shadow of doubt, because there's been many visions on it, that I am Enoch. And I have to die, because it's appointed unto, and John the Baptist had the spirit of Elijah in him, and he had to die. Because it's appointed to all men that they have to die. They die once. They're not coming back as a mongoose or a giraffe or a beaver or anything like that or any bird. The idol worshippers believe things like that. It's appointed unto man to die once. Why would you come back as a mongoose? Why would you come back as a gorilla or a monkey, like the Vatican tells you that you are? Why would you do that? Because you're only allowed to die once. And if you came back as one of these animals or birds or a worm, you'd still have to die again. And that's impossible, because God's word is true. It's just as impossible for you to come back as another creature as it is that there's life on other planets, that there's aliens on different planets, and we should fear the Martians. You idol worshippers are too much. You're far too much. You believe that garbage? We spend billions of dollars instead of on feeding the poor and hungry people on this earth to go up to the moon. There was nothing there. There's nothing on Mars. You see that machine they've got up there, and it's looking around, and there's no welcoming committee or anybody throwing rocks at that machine, because there's nobody there. Why? Because the Bible says so. But, and there's no gas shortage. There's no oil shortage. Oh, every minute now, just watch your watch. It's going up 10 cents. It's like a meter. It went up $10 last night. It's going to go up another. Well, it won't be long before we have to pay $10 a gallon. They don't want you to go to work. It's bad enough that they send all of our industry out of the United States of America to China. And God has given it to the Chinese people now, because they're laughing. Yeah, they're fat and sassy right now. And they've got the billions. They took your businesses away from you. Detroit is broke. Flint, Michigan is busted. Because everything's over in China and Japan. Everything is in Germany. And the places that were our enemies in World War II. When are you going to wake up, folks? And you believe, because these false prophets are telling you, we should never be angry. But the Bible says, be ye angry at the devil, but sin not. Don't be angry at people that are preaching the truth to you. Are you not angry? Well, then you're so passive that God is going to cast you into hell. You're fearful. You're unbelieving. You figure if you start fighting Satan that you're going to get some persecution like I do. Well, if you're living godly in Christ Jesus, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. I know, Lord, but I don't want to receive persecution. Well, then it would be better that you receive some persecution on this side of eternity than it would be for you to be cast into hell and have the flames gnawing at you for an eternity. And eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever. And ever, and more ever. So you better wake up, and you better start resisting Satan. Pass these messages on to your friends. At least tell your families, for God's sake, you're going to be responsible for knowing these things and not telling anybody about them. All right, now we're in the 16th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. Now, concerning the collection for the saints. Well, is the collections, if I got donations, which really I don't get, just a handful of them, what I do is I pray to the Lord and the Lord touches different things that we're doing, and we get money, and we spend it on informing you people that believe in Satan instead of God. And the more that I preach, you think that I'm some kind of a bad person because I'm angry at Satan. But the problem is, folks, is you're angry at God and his people and the Bible, and you love Satan because you've been deceived. We had butter. There was sticks of butter, but they wouldn't let us have it. There's food, but they won't let you have it. There's oil. There's gas, but they won't let you have it. The earth is loaded with it. God didn't create an earth that is void of water and food. If you plant, the Lord says that you have to plant, though. What I would suggest for you people is to grow your own gardens, your own tomatoes, and learn how to can. Because, you know, this maniac in Rome is pulling the levers and pushing the buttons. You never know what he's going to do to you next. And you're not going to get angry at him, and he knows it, so he's goofing on you. He's goofing on you. He's playing with your nose and your ears. And he's having a ball, because this weasel and the government people, they have the Internal Revenue Service, the government, and they have money to burn. That's why they're spending on sending these rockets up to these dead planets, and this is why they are living sumptuously there in the Vatican, and this is why the government, the president, he's trying to make it look like he has less money now than he did before he became president. Are you kidding? These presidents are on the take. They have monies and different annuities, and they have all kinds of things blocked off for if they lived 1,000 years. Why, you're puking out there on the streets. You don't have two coins, extra coins to rub together. They get a cup of coffee, some of you. Okay, but now Paul says, now concerning the collection for the saints. In other words, it's not for us like it is for the Pope and for all of those people. You see them walking around in these robes. Not a worry in the world, because all the tax money goes right into their bank accounts. That's, and they're blowing money. They got that money. They can create wars and supply all the guns and bullets and bombs and tanks and airplanes and everything to go bomb anybody they want, to put them under the dictatorship, which they call democracy. And so they have a collection plate too. The United States borrowed money from the Vatican banks so that we would be able to arm ourselves to fight Germany when they started becoming the superpower. And everybody knew that Hitler, it looked crazy to us. We couldn't understand what he was saying. But he was studying for Catholic priesthood. And he decided, took orders from the Rome, we hate Jews. Of course, we're not going to say it on the radio because we're liars. We say we're sorry that we didn't do more to help the Jews during World War II. You're lying? That's a lie. They didn't not only do anything to help the Jews, they were the ones that helped them into the ovens and into the gas chambers. And if you're not angry at that, then there is definitely something wrong with your minds, your souls, your spirit. You're corrupt in every way. And yes, I'm angry at them, and so is the Lord. I'll show you in the book of Revelation where he's going to destroy this earth with fire. And all you chumps out there, you devils, that agree with this regime. Listen, if you keep agreeing with them, then you deserve everything that you're getting. I'm only, the only thing that I am sorry about that I wasn't saved and is informed in the Bible and in the spiritual realm with the Lord as I am today, because I would have come against them just like I am today. Somebody has to do it. It's such a nasty job, but who's going to do it? I thank God that he sent me into the world to do it. And I know I have to die just like all the rest of you, but I'm going to have a satisfied soul when I give up my spirit. You sluggards, you phonies, you people that move into the church so that you can eat, you don't know how to make it out in the world because nobody does except those weasels. And so you like to sponge, all of you, if you are not busy in the church of the Lord for God and to help people know the truth. Because when they know the truth will set you free. Now, I predict that the gas and the oil prices are going to plunge down, okay, because of my informing you people. Because remember, when the people get angry, the bubbles start, it makes the bubbles busy. Amen?
Yeah.
Oh, the bubbles. Okay, so it says, according to the collection, for the saints, not for the stinking devil and his imps embodied. The devils and the imps are embodying these people in the Vatican and all these people that work for him in the government and the media, but for the saints. There's a collection for the saints. Well, why are the saints always so poverty stricken? Why? Why? Well, because Satan hates them more than anything, because we're pulling the sheets and blankets off of his naked, pussy, festering, skinny, bony frame. And even some of them are fat. As I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Well, what's that? Well, in other words, take up an offering before I get over there, he says. Take up an offering. All right, verse 2. Upon the first day of the week, he's instructing everybody. That would be Sunday to the Jews, because Friday and Saturday to the Jews is the Sabbath, because God said so. When the sun goes down on Friday until it goes down on Saturday, that is the Sabbath. But now the Sabbath is 24 hours a day, every day of the week. We're to give up what we were doing. We have to work to make money, and that's okay with the Lord. But we rest in him from our old works. We don't abide by what Satan tells us to do. And I just really thank God that Satan and this one world government doesn't own our children. And we have to resist the devil, and I have resisted the devil that has attacked this church. It's not a sect or a cult like these bastards on TV say. You're the cult. You're the mouth of Satan. And so he tells the people, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. In other words, 10%, as God hath prospered yourself, him. That there be no gatherings when I come. In other words, he didn't want to be spending his time taking offerings when he comes to them to preach the gospel to them. He wants them to be well trained to tithe and give offerings. Now, I realize that Satan has conjured up so much hatred for my church that I don't ask for them. The Bible commands you to do it, but you won't do it. You're going to hell, the lake of fire. What, for not giving you money? No. For not giving money, your 10% to the saints, it says here. So a gathering, every one of you lay in store. It says, now concerning the collection, for who? For Tony? No, for all the saints, not just me. And as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. All right, I see that we're getting close to the end of the program. We've only got 2 more minutes left. Plus, I take 5 minutes to close out and pray with you. We have a letter. Do we have a letter there?
And yes.
If so, where is it from?
It's continuation from the one from Roland, Oklahoma.
From the letter yesterday?
Yes.
From Roland, Oklahoma. Okay, go. Let's read it.
Okay, she says, I've been trying so hard to do his word. He has been dealing with my heart a whole lot. My husband and I read the Bible together. Before, it was just a book in the house that was collecting dust. I listen to your messages daily. I do agree with you about a lot of things.
A lot of things. Well, I just preached the Bible, and you have to believe in all the things before you start coming to my church. Then go ahead.
I have a 13-year-old daughter who needs to seek God in her life as well as I do.
This is the one that said she's heard so much trash about God and our church from Satan's cult in Rome. And so she's just worried about if she should come to this church. That's what it's all about, Elfie. They don't want you coming to my church. They don't want you to hear what I'm saying. But everything I'm telling you is absolutely the truth. Then go ahead.
I do believe in God, and I have been trying so hard to do by his word. He has been dealing with my heart a whole lot. My husband and I read the Bible together. Before, it was just a book in the house that was collecting dust.
Yeah, the Pope reads the Bible, too. He says, anyway. Then what else? So don't think that that's going to get you into heaven by just reading the Bible. You have to read it and then do what it says. Okay, go ahead. What else?
I listen to your messages daily. I do agree with you about a lot of things.
Okay, a lot of things. If you don't agree with everything I'm saying because what I'm saying is from the Bible, then you can't go to heaven, all right? You act so wise, but you're not. Then what?
I have never heard a preacher preach the way you do.
Right, and you probably will never. Then what else?
Mind you, I was raised as a Baptist, if that tells you anything.
Well, the Lord will forgive you for that. And then what else?
And I do not believe the way they do. Once saved, always saved.
Well, there's no such thing like that in the Bible. Then what else?
That is so not correct, and I know that.
Good.
My husband and I had a discussion last night after we read the Bible and listened to 2 of your messages. He told me that I needed to write to you, so that is what I'm doing.
Good. And I don't have any more time for this. I'm going to have to we'll finish that off tomorrow. Right now, let's pray. Those of you that want to receive truth and you'd love to start resisting Satan instead of receiving him, say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father and Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. I know that you have answered me. I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, all of you just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 686.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Lord bless all of you that received the Lord. And make sure you listen tomorrow for another powerful insight to what's going on earth and what's happening in the spiritual realm as well. Here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps to sing for you The Old Account, which settled long ago.
Well, there was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto heaven and settled it long ago. Long ago,
long ago,
long ago,
long ago.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today. Oh, he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Well, the old account was large and growing every day, and I was always sinning and I never tried to pray. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago. Long ago,
long ago,
long ago,
long ago.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today. For you washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Now, sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sins, cause this he has commanded, if you would enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, you know you've got to settle, cause he settled it long ago, long ago,
long ago,
long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and your record's clear today, for he washed your sins away when the old account was settled long ago.